Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Brought to you by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. Broadcasting today from Studio A. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy another evening of informative, engaging, and exciting news and information from the Private Officer Organization. Hello and welcome to another live edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Glad that you are joining us on this Monday, the 21st of 2013. We're excited. We're very excited because this is our 300th radio show. Can you believe it? Wow. Time certainly does go by fast, and we are happy to be celebrating this milestone with our friends and family, coworkers, and of course, all of you, wherever you might be across this land and the lands around this world. This episode is brought to you and sponsored by On Guard Insurance, a specialty insurance provider for security agencies, private investigation firms, and alarm and electronic security. On Guard will help you no matter what your situation and what your coverage needs might be. Check them out today at OnGuardInc.com, or you can link to them right from our website at PrivateOfficer.com. We have a lot of news and information for you on this very special episode. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International. And, unfortunately, it is Monday, and we do have some breaking news to bring you, and I do want to get that out of the way because it's very important, even though a lot of people would rather that we not address the dirty laundry, so to speak, of the security industry, and that we not tell the world about what's going on, especially because many, many different types of businesses and people follow us across the internet and social media. But it is what it is, as they say, and we are in the news business as well. And so breaking right now out of Las Vegas, Nevada, two security officers at Bally's Casino and Resort were shot early this morning. According to authorities, they were called to one of the on-site nightclubs because of a man who was disgruntled, got into an argument. He pulled a weapon, got into a struggle, and shot and killed a customer and then two security officers, including the security manager for Bally's Casino. Also breaking right now from Nevada is, and you probably have already heard about this, but another shooting has occurred at a school. This time it was a school right outside of Reno, Nevada. A school teacher has been killed. A second suspect or a second person who's been identified as the suspect also has been killed, and two other students shot. We're not sure exactly the cause of this. We understand that there was some type of disgruntled student who had been bullied. He pulled a weapon and began firing. The teacher got in the way and tried to stop him, and he was subsequently shot and killed. I have said long before this became headline news about 2 years ago that we need to make it mandatory that schools, convention centers, and any place that would have a venue where a large number of people, including a stadium, a concert hall, any place such as that, buckle down their security just like a courthouse or the airport. There's no reason why the school cannot install mandatory metal detectors and that everyone comes in through one checkpoint. We're living in a different age, a different world, a different time. It's not like it was in the 70s when everything was groovy and nothing really happened. It was all just a fist fight. Now people do have access to weapons. It's not anything new. And I think that all schools and convention halls and concert halls and any place where people gather or students and kids are in large numbers, they should definitely install metal detectors and have them manned by armed security. It would avoid all of these continual shootings at schools. It's just getting out of hand, and no number of police on site is going to stop it. Once people get through that access point, all that the officers, whether it be private security or law enforcement, can do is respond reactively after the fact. We've got to put them in place at the access point, at the entry door, with metal detectors or portable wands, and we need to be checking backpacks and you know, stopping the weapons. I don't have the number right here in front of me, but recently I read the number of guns and knives taken from just high schools in the U.S. 2 years ago, 2011, the last statistic that was available, and it was in the hundreds of thousands of weapons confiscated, more than at the airports. Doesn't that tell you it's time to tighten down the access control points? Doesn't that tell you it's time to really get down, you know, to the nitty-gritty and stop these events before they occur? We can blame the gun manufacturers. We can blame the parents. We can blame whoever we want to, but it's time that we act. Our actions, regardless of cost, will prevent the loss of life. And it's just that simple. Just that simple. We also had several other shootings occur over the weekend in Buffalo, New York, at a grocery store. Police there that say that a uniformed security officer chased two shoplifters. They jumped into a vehicle, and allegedly, the security officer felt threatened and opened fire on the shoplifter, striking both of them. Both of them are in the hospital. The security officer was not struck. From the two reports that I read, shoplifters were not armed, but they did attempt to allegedly run over the security officer. From my point of view, if you stand in front of a car and you think the car is going to stop for you, regardless if you're security or law enforcement, you're probably going to get struck and you have no right to be shooting at them. We recently told you that several major law enforcement agencies just enacted policy that a police officer cannot shoot at a fleeing vehicle. If the vehicle is coming at you and you have time to draw your weapon, that means you have time to get out of their way. In a case like this, it was only a minor misdemeanor, a minor theft situation. The armed security officer patrolling the store should not have used deadly force. Well, you can't really say that. You can't decide that. You weren't there. You're correct about that. But I do know from my experience that had he called 911 and been a good reporter, two people would not be shot today. Like I said, if you have time to stand in front of a vehicle and draw your weapon, you have time to get out of the way. And as a private security officer, you know, we try to preach and teach this all the time. A law enforcement officer and a private security officer, the difference is this. A police officer must by law do everything he can to make an arrest and to stop the crime. A security officer does not have a duty to do that. He didn't take an oath to put his life on the line, although many times we do because that's who we are and what we do. But we have to be prudent and responsible and have common sense, you know, in what we do, because there are a lot of situations, unfortunately, where security officers are being locked up, arrested for everything from aggravated assault to murder. We just had two security officers arrested in the last 10 days for murder that occurred while they were on duty. Just the other day, a security officer in Baltimore was arrested while on duty at a Subway restaurant. He got into a confrontation. You know, I tried to explain this through social media after the shooting. There's a difference between a security officer getting involved and using deadly force when he thinks he should to detain someone or to uphold the law or, you know, there's been a violation. But in this particular case, it was a matter of personality. Two men got into a verbal, then physical confrontation that went from the store to the parking lot. And all of a sudden, we've got deadly force involved. And it's just, you know, unfortunately, a lot of security personnel get in trouble. We have our first call tonight. You're on the line here at Private Officer Radio. Well, I guess they're not there, but maybe they'll call back. We have to be really careful and understand the law and understand what we can and can't do. It's very important, and I can't say enough about that. Also in the news today, more breaking news, a security officer shot and killed a man. This was in South Carolina. The security officers, two security officers, were at a private party at a social club, nightclub type event. Evidently, a person attending this party, which had between 300 and 500, according to the police report that we saw this afternoon, was upset and went out to his vehicle across the street, retrieved a gun, and from that point began firing into the parking lot where two security officers were standing along with the crowd. One security officer did begin to return fire. He was armed, and subsequently he did shoot and kill this man. Now, in this event, in this incident, that was a just use of deadly force. He was defending himself and protecting dozens of others in the parking lot. Even though the man was across the street, security had a right to defend themselves, and this was a justified shooting. I highly doubt that the grand jury could ever indict, but it's a possibility, but I doubt that they will indict the security officers involved in the shooting because it sounds pretty legit, you know, thus far. Security in several other locations were also involved in armed confrontations over the weekend. As we always state, the weekend is a bad time. The weekend is a rough time. Everything happens between Friday and Monday morning. And we'll tell you a little other secret right after this message.
Listening to WTOI Radio, sponsored by Private Officer International. Now don't go away, because we're coming right back with some more news, information, and free training for you that you're not going to want to miss.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
no matter what your excuse is. You will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
All right, you are listening to Private Officer Beat Radio here on the Private Officer Network, sponsored by On Guard Insurance. Check them out. They provide security for uniformed security agencies, private detective firms, and electronic security companies. OnGuardInc.com. They can help you out with your insurance needs today. We are celebrating our 300th radio show. We've been on the air for a little over 6 years. We've tried a number of different formats. We've tried doing podcasts, posting them to blogs. We've tried local radio, and now we have found a radio platform that works great for us. We're able to reach hundreds of thousands of people across the country and around the world. I always am amazed at the number of people who listen from other countries, and we're able to track those people who listen, and they listen from South Africa, Europe, Uruguay, New Zealand, Australia, England, Canada, and so many other places. It's really hard to fathom sometimes about all the people who do get out there. Really, you know, there are some weeks when we are really amazed. I often wish I could speak 15, 20, 30 languages. I'd love to call them up and converse with them. We have been tracking a lot more international security news, and we are networking with several security firms in other countries, and that's an exciting event for us. And we're learning that they are having the same problems. India, for instance, they are short-handed. They can't recruit enough qualified security personnel. South Africa just announced this weekend that they have billions of dollars of loss in retail theft, and they don't have qualified loss prevention agents or security staff. South Africa also had a number of security officers killed in the last week while responding to alarms, while going to a burglary situation, and a number of other incidents. Many countries are facing the same crisis. In Canada, a security officer at a hospital was just found guilty of sexual assault while on duty. So all of the things that we face here in America, we know that other security professionals and agencies face the same reality no matter where they're located, no matter the country, no matter the time zone, no matter, you know, the language they speak. They are all facing the same situations: recruitment, training, pay issues. A number of different countries have also notice the increase of their duties and responsibilities, much like the U.S., which really calls for more qualified security personnel. So we are tracking that information and using it, and it just shows that security around the world faces the same issues, the same problems, no matter where you are. If you'd like to call in tonight, we have open lines throughout the hour tonight. Area code 347-426-3807. That's area code 347-426-3807. And we'll be glad to have you here on the air as we celebrate our 300th radio show. I was saying a moment ago about the format. We have found this to be really an effective tool to reach the masses throughout the U.S. and around the country, but also to have a way for us to leave these programs on demand. You can play back the program 24/7 from home or the office or work, wherever you might be. And it doesn't have to be today. It can be next week. It can be 2 months from now. It can be 2 years from now. Every show, just about, we just began cataloging these a couple of years ago, so all of those shows are available on demand. And all the shows upcoming will also be on demand. If you'd like to call in and tell us what was your favorite show or your favorite guest or your favorite topic, please feel free to do so at area code 347-426-3807. I do want to spend a couple of moments right now and talk about the security summits that we are putting together today. Excellent training that will be free of charge. We are going to be in a number of locations. We're planning on being in Denver, South Mississippi, Nashville, Louisiana, Kentucky, and a number, Atlanta, and a number of other locations as scheduled, and we hope to be doing this for the next 6 months. We'll be kicking off the first one in December. If you'd like to have us to come to your area, the only thing that it takes is we need a location to hold the training event, and we're hoping to get a couple of vendors from your area, from either a law enforcement supply store or other equipment, clothing, or things of that nature, insurance, whatever. If you'd like more information, send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. These two-day events will include workplace violence training, use of force, also active shooter, and then several other training courses that will be free of charge. Again, if you'd like to be involved, you want to sponsor it, you want to be a vendor, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Rudy just sent an email, and he said, I really love your program. Have been listening now for about 3 years. Many interesting topics. Wish you had more guests. And congratulations. And I can tell you we are lining up more guests. Sometimes it's hard to coordinate the schedules. We do pre-record some of the radio shows and some of the interviews that we do to accommodate people's schedule. But we are lining up some other guests, and we hope to have some unique guests on over the next few months. We just got another email from Toby. Congratulations. I've been in security now for 19 years. Thank you for all that you do. And thank you very much, Toby, for being a listener and a member of Private Officer International. If you're listening tonight for the first time and you're not sure what the heck Private Officer is, check out our website at www.privateofficer.com, www.privateofficer.com. We are really becoming a diversified service, training, and membership-based organization. We provide top-of-the-line training for public safety and private security, private law enforcement, and we also have a lot of resources for the private security industry as well as public safety. Check us out on the web at privateofficer.com. You can also follow us day or night, 24/7, even when we're sleeping, which we never do. We're always got one eye open. Check us out any place at Facebook. Follow us, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, as they say. You can also be part of our own homespun social media at Private Officer Forums. Just go to our main website at privateofficer.com, click on the link for our forums, and join today. About 800 and something members there from all walks of life. We've got law enforcement, private investigators, bounty hunters, security personnel, you name it, we have it, and it's a great place to network. Lots of videos and photos and information there as well. We have just a lot of things happening. We're closing up this year. I mean, you know, I know it's the end of October, but for us, we've got a lot going on the next 2 months as 2013 just kind of closes out unbelievably, but it does. But we have a lot of things scheduled for the next 2 months and a lot of things scheduled for 2014. If you're interested, if you have ever thought about starting your own school, whether it be a security school or a full service, full curriculum school, check out the new Private Officer Academy and Armored College franchises now available. What's the difference, you say? Well, that's a good question. The difference is that the Private Officer Academy is a security curriculum, state-required training, as well as advanced courses. Some citizen courses, including handgun safety and CCW curriculum as required by your state, some first aid courses, and not much more. And Armored College is an expanded version of that, including degree and career diploma programs, and can be taught both online and in the classroom. If you'd like more information, again, just go to our website at privateofficer.com and click on that big banner in the middle of the page that says now franchising, and guess what? Somebody will get back with you shortly. That's how it works. Oh, we are celebrating tonight our 300th radio show. Radio show since 2007, and we've got much, much more to come.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
You are listening to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network.
You are listening to another edition of the Private Officer Radio Network right here tonight. Glad that you have joined us, sponsored again by On Guard Insurance. Check them out at www.onguardins.com. I'm sure that they'll be able to help you with your insurance needs. If you are a security officer, security company, private investigation firm, or alarm company. Last week, we began a two-part series on sovereign citizens and wrapped it up yesterday. We hope that you enjoyed that. A lot of information there. I know that we got an email from two of our members saying that they had heard about this. They haven't run into it, but it was good stuff and that they appreciated it. Bradley just emailed and he said, "We're glad that you are on the air each week. We listen to you from work. Thank you for Private Officer what you do." And thank you again, Bradley, for listening and being a member of POI. And we are here to serve the frontline personnel. We are here to help you, whether you are an entry-level security officer, an investigator, a bail agent, or an owner of a security firm. You know, sometimes we get emails from security firm owners thinking that we don't take them as members and that we don't have anything to offer them, and that's not true. In fact, I spent quite a long while explaining the difference between POI and As Is, another security group, to a owner a few weeks ago, and he was quite surprised. We have a lot of things that we offer all members, whether you're an owner or an officer, things that no other agency, no other association has any place in the country. And, you know, when people realize, when they really listen to everything that we do, then they don't understand how we do it. They don't understand how we can afford to do it. And I don't understand how we can afford to do it, to be frank with you. But we do it because that is, you know, our heart, our goal. Steven just sent us an email. He said, what is your favorite topic or guest that you've had? Well, Stephen, you know, honestly, we have a lot of different topics and training that we do. We have a lot of different guests throughout the year. I think, though, if I have to just pick one, I really don't think I could do it. You know, sometimes people say, well, if I just had to pick one, I'll pick this one. But, you know, we have so many different great topics. We do topics on loss prevention. We do topics on traffic enforcement. We do topics on use of force, officer safety issues. And, you know, I get accolades and thank you notes and thank you calls all the time. But, you know, what makes me feel good is when someone sends an email or calls and says, you know, I had a situation and I wasn't quite sure what to do, and then I remembered something I heard from your radio show. Then I remembered something you said in one of your trainings, and that really helped me to know what to do. And that either prevented an injury or prevented me from making a mistake. And that is reward enough. That's why we do what we do. That's why we have the radio show. That's why we have the organization. That's why we put out so much free training. And that's why we offer all of the things that we do, because I know that if just one person is saved, if one person isn't injured, if one security professional doesn't get arrested for making a bad mistake, then I've done my job, I've accomplished our goal, and it was all worth it. So that would be my answer. There's not necessarily one radio show. There's not one particular topic or guest for me over the last six and a half years. It's really a culmination of everything that we do. It's those emails and phone calls that we do get saying, you know, thank you because you helped me. If it wasn't for that radio show, if it wasn't for that training, if it wasn't for, you know, the training that I've taken online with you, I would have made a bad mistake, or I would have been hurt, or worse yet. So that is my personal rewards, and that's the reward of our staff and organization, because we do know that we are making a difference. If you'd like to call in tonight, I know a lot of people are at work. I got an email just a few moments ago saying I want to call in, but Oscar says that it's against company policy. He can't call in from his post. We understand that. But certainly if you are able to call in from any place in the world, the phone number is area code 347-426-3807. We are taking calls throughout this hour, so feel free to call in. Want to remind you that Private Officer International does have a benevolent service. We offer services to security officers who are injured and their families when they are killed in the line of duty. And we are always taking donations. You can donate anytime on our web at privateofficer.com. We're also looking for folks to be on the committee or the response team. If you are interested, please send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. You're live on the air tonight.
Hey, Rick. It's Brian Holzegi from Cincinnati, Ohio. How are you doing?
We're doing fine tonight, Brian. How about you?
Doing pretty good. Kind of excited about our 300th episode. That's amazing that we've had that many already.
We've been on the air now for a little over 6 years, and we've actually had a couple of other shows as well, but this one has done the best.
Well, I enjoy the radio show for the training and obviously for organization information that you give out. And I like the news, too. I know some people you say don't like that, but that's something we need to know.
It really is. It's important to know what's going on in the industry as well as to help you to learn from other people's mistakes. Do you listen normally live or do you listen on demand later on after the show is over?
I usually listen on demand because unfortunately my computer is down, so I can't really listen live.
And I understand a lot of people also work during this hour on the second shift. So was there any one particular topic or guest that you liked the most?
I liked Buford June the most. He's actually one of my Facebook friends now. He gives a lot of good officer safety information, and he pretty much tells it like it is for the real world.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a friend of mine from Nashville, a former Metro Nashville police officer. And just a good guy. We appreciate you being a listener. I hope that you pass the information out and get other people to listen as well, because there's a lot of information, a lot of good guests, and it's really a good resource for the private security community.
Yeah, I give the information out a lot to fellow officers I work with. But one of the recent things, I think I emailed you about that, is a couple of people are saying that a lot of security officers who are killed are probably out looking for trouble, and I mentioned one thing where a security officer was murdered just getting lunch, and I said, what kind of trouble was she looking for? She was murdered because she was in uniform, and I think they're misguided on some of that.
Yeah, we have found very few people who are out looking for trouble. Most people are just trying to do their job.
Yeah, and I mean, if trouble, and of course, in our trolls and stuff, if trouble is going to come your way, unfortunately, there's, you know, it's going to come our way. So,
it you know, really has gotten worse, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize it. I think that they haven't experienced it yet, and it's kind of like that old saying, until you've been there and done that, you just don't know what it's like.
Yeah. I want to thank you for everything you're doing in our association. I mean, it's one of the only kind out there.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. Be sure to tell everyone you can, and stay safe out there.
You too, sir. Bye.
If you'd like to call in, you may call in from any place around this country or around the world. Just call area code 347-426-3807. You can also leave a comment later on our Facebook page or send me or our help desk a tweet on Twitter, because we have somebody staffing our news and help desk 24 hours a day. Speaking about the news, we did get an accolade from an ABC producer, ABC News, just the other day, saying they are part of they're a follower on Twitter, and they follow all of our news, and they get all of our emails, and we are actually scooping other news sources. Scooping means we get the news out before other news sources. Because we monitor so many different news sources and avenues and whatnot 24/7, we're really finding out things much faster than even the major news providers. Another case in point, over the weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, where our office is, we found out that there was a major apartment fire where people had been injured before any of the major news or local news stations in our area. And we were able to tweet that to them and let them know, give them a news tip so that they could get out on scene. And they were really surprised that we had the information before their staff, because they're always monitoring the scanners and listening to what's going on. But we often do scoop the major media and local media across the country. So I was pretty pretty impressed when we got that ABC producer's email saying that they do follow us. They do check out our news, our Twitter feed, our Facebook, and that we often have the news story, especially when it comes to, you know, security industry related stuff, before anybody else. And that just really points to how effective our 24-hour news and help desk is here at POI, because we are. We're pretty much on top of it 24/7. Somebody's always monitoring the news feed. Somebody's always checking out the story. Somebody's always looking for anything that's happening so that we can get that information out to you. Right now we have we have a lot of different specials going on. And I understand that not everybody can afford, you know, to spend money at this time. But through our payment processor, PayPal, which is a very trusted source, they now offer 6 month same as cash, no money down, finance it for 6 months, and you can now buy any of the lifetime memberships, the training, or any of the other CD products or anything else, you know, and finance that for 6 months, same as cash, no interest, and I think that's a pretty good option for the majority of the people. So if you're interested in becoming a lifetime member or getting a certification or training, now is the time to do it. Go to our website at privateofficer.com. There is an option there for you. My understanding is that there's a very little credit check, and really it's not even a credit check so much as just verifying who you are. So it's not like there's a big credit check involved. I think this is going to be very, very helpful, and we want you to be, you know, educated. We want you to be trained. We want you to be a lifetime member, and if money has been holding you back, now is the time to get on it, as they say. PrivateOfficer.com, we're here to help you out. We're going to take a quick break. I want to come back and talk a little bit about our memorial rolling wall that we're doing and a couple of other options and items. And also, I want to talk a little bit more about how we can help you to increase your revenue. We're going to take a quick break. Brian, get us out of here and get us to a break, and we'll be right back here on the Private Officer Beat.
You're listening to WPOI Radio, brought to you by Private Officer International. Don't go away, because we're coming right back with more news, information, and training.
27 Jack, Baltimore, Mr. Commander, suspect here, 34
being advised, 33, please, and associate with the suspect
on the victim. West. Anyone,
C-Wave
172,
no water
warrant. You are listening to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network.
Suspect
on the victim. West.
Anyone, C-Wave 172, no water warrant.
You are listening.
All right, welcome to the Private Officer Beat Radio. Glad that you are with us celebrating as we celebrate our 300th radio program, radio show, here on the Private Officer Beat program. We've been broadcasting now for a little over 6 years. Time just really gets by. And when you stay busy and you've got so much going on as we do, I'll tell you, a lot of times I don't know if it's Wednesday or Thursday. Just one day is like the other to me, probably to you too if you're as busy as I am. We're glad that you have joined us for this celebration, our 300th radio show here on the Private Officer Beat. As I was saying before I went to the break, we have a new project that we are working on, and we certainly want you to be part of it. We are putting together a rolling memorial wall, a trailer that will have all of the memorial information, all of the names of the security officers killed in the line of duty in the last 10 years. We need you to be part of this fundraising event. We need you to be part of this committee as we put this together. And if you'd like to help, send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have just so much going on that we need everybody's involvement across the spectrum. It doesn't matter really if you're a security officer, an owner, a manager. We just need for you to be involved because we just have so much going on. We have another email right now from Marty. He says, bless you for all that you do. Thank you for being here for the security officer. No one else has done what you guys do. Thank you, Marty. We often get emails and communication throughout the weeks and months and years from many people, many non-members of the association who think that we're doing a spectacular job. If you don't believe me, just go to our Facebook page and look at all of the likes and all of the thumbs up and all of the comments, all pointing to the fact that they love what we're doing. Unfortunately, not everyone's a member. So if you're listening tonight and you're one of those people who sit back and, you know, you read our emails, you check out the news, you follow our Facebook and Twitter feed and so forth, and you love what we do, but you're not a member, join now. Now is the time. PrivateOfficer.com. Become a lifetime member for just $99. You can't beat that. You can't beat that. We have about 10 minutes left of tonight's program, and we'd like to hear from you. Tell us your favorite show that we've done or favorite guest that we've had on the program. Send us email. Still, you can at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com, or you can call in live, be part of the show at area code 347-426-3807. Area code 347-426-3807. Don't be afraid. You know, after the show, people email me and they go, well, I was going to call in, but I didn't want to take up the time. You're not taking up the time. This is a program designed for you. We often tell people that Private Officer is all about you. If it wasn't for you, there'd be no us. We wouldn't be in business. So call in now and let us know why you listen to the radio show. Just read a news article over the weekend that said the security industry continues to be one of the fastest growing in the nation. Of all different types of professions, the security industry continues to grow at a rapid pace. Why do you think that is? According to the FBI, crime is down. And yet we see every day almost a different community a different HOA, a different neighborhood, hiring more private security. One of the reasons is because law enforcement continues to have their budgets cut. They continue to lose staffing. There, you know, an article today in the Atlanta Journal said that a new area of, an area of East Atlanta, which has a security patrol patrolling a whole area of the city, now is expanding into the next county over, which is DeKalb County, because it takes 2 hours, 2 hours for law enforcement to respond to a property crime, to an accident without any injuries. And they're seldom routinely patrolling the businesses. So a security organization that hires off-duty police are now expanding their area of coverage. Houston, Texas, an article out of the Houston, Texas area again just a few days ago announcing that the third largest homeowners association there just hired a security firm with canines and armed security and mobile patrols to come in and patrol their large subdivision because the police can't do it. So, you know, these are the reasons why private security continues to be one of the fastest growing types of companies out there. But with that added responsibility, you know the old saying, with that added responsibility, with that added, you know, duties, comes not only liability, but, you know, it puts you in a position where we're depending on you to be professional, to be prudent, and to make sure that your people are prepared and trained and equipped to do the job. Linda just emailed would like to call in, but I am babysitting my grandchildren tonight. Congratulations on your 300th show. Thank you for the email. Thank you for writing in. We are really just thrilled that we are celebrating our 300th radio show, and we plan on adding some more topics, some more guests. And if I could, I would broadcast every day of the week because I thoroughly enjoy it. Unfortunately, my travel schedule and other responsibilities dictate that I not do that. If somehow I could maybe pre-record, you know, TV shows are almost all pre-recorded. Even when you watch something live, like, you know, the Rachel Ray show or a competition, most of the time they've been pre-recorded. Maybe I can pre-record 5 or 10 shows all in one day when I have time and then send them out one at a time every other week or whatever, or every other day. Who knows? Maybe I'll try to figure out a way to be able to broadcast or make it seem like I'm broadcasting live every day. But we are live tonight. We are live tonight. Don't second guess that. We are live in the studio as we wrap up this episode almost of the Private Officer Beat Radio Show. If you still like to call in, you have time. Give you another moment, 347-426-3807. We have a lot of new training. We just released an Organized Retail Crime Investigator course. This is being taught by a loss prevention professional of more than 20 years. We also have a private investigator course that's been released, and that is above all state requirements. We can emphatically say that because we have checked the requirements in all states. There's only a few states that really have strict requirements, but this course will give you a good guidance on how to become a private investigator as well as to establish your own agency. And then we have a course about civil enforcement. This is not really a new type of career or profession, but it is up and coming, and it deals with enforcing civil penalties, fines, judgments, things of that nature. Check it out on our website at privateofficer.com. In about 3 weeks, you can also check out Armor College EDU and check out all of the courses that they'll be offering there as well as we continue to expand our educational and training services. If you're interested in owning your own school, whether it be a security training academy or even a college, a career college, you can do that simply by going to our website at privateofficer.com. Right there on the front page, you can click for more information. That's going to do it for me tonight as we wrap up our 300th radio show celebration. And we're glad that you've been part of this show. Next week, we'll have a new guest, a new topic. And, if you need any type of assistance, consulting, you own a company and you've got some questions, don't hesitate to contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Till next week, be safe. Be blessed, and as always, we'll see you back here on the radio. Celebrate our 300th radio show live.